No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
That's me. I am in the studio with Yancey, Chuck, and yes, Gordon.
Happy Ford. Return, my man.
Thank you so much, man. It's great to be back after my shoulder injury, and I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah.
Getting him back off the IR. That's good to know.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Good to get everybody back healthy. And also, before we get going, I'd like to say thank you to our new sponsors here with Kelly Turner at Priority One Bank, Romero Miller, former Ole Miss quarterback with State Farm Insurance, and Jimmy McElroy with Jimmy McElroy Associates. Good to have them sponsoring the show.
Excellent.
Good people there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, First South Farm Credit, we need to talk to you about them, too. They can help you with all types of land loans, whether you're looking for refinancing a large tract, if you're wanting to purchase land, whether it's recreational or investing for the future. It is First South Farm Credit. They can help you at firstsouthfarmcredit.com. Gentlemen, it is game week.
Hallelujah.
It is. And I'm, you know, I'll kind of go through it in the five thoughts, but some of my worries with safety and offensive line, namely, or kind of easing a little bit with some recent development of some players that we'll get into in the five thoughts.
And we'll have Harry Harrison come on in the next segment. We'll talk with him. Saw him at the scrimmage on Saturday. And then a name familiar to Ole Miss fans, Yancey has run down Pete Cordelli.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see what he's been up to. And I know he's keeping up heavily with the SEC and Ole Miss. I'd love to get his thoughts on what he thinks of what Lane Kiffin's done for this program.
Blast from the past. Yeah, I absolutely. Like it.
You got to believe. You remember the SMU game?
I do.
You
got to
believe.
Corey Peterson then runs it back, the punt return or the kickoff. I can't remember which one. I think it was a punt
return.
Yeah, and the game was on. And I will make an honest admission. I left before that punt return. I was so disgusted and left and walked out. But we did come back in.
I was not yet traveling and doing things on the radio network. I was in the studio pushing buttons to play commercials. You want to talk about a guy that was disinterested about midway through the game? I'm like, oh my, I got to wait for all this to get over and blah. And then here it comes. And it started working.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun.
Those Tupperville days were a lot of fun.
So we'll get with Harry. We'll get with Pete Cordelli. And we want your text messages at 662-426-1093. 662-426-1093. We got a few of those. And to the one that just texted, are y'all ready? I think the answer.
Oh, man. Counting down the
to
hours.
All that, right?
Absolutely.
Let's get into the five things of Yancey. It's brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, it was nice seeing safety T.J. Banks move back into the starting role for one of the safety slots at the final scrimmage Saturday. He parlayed that into a pick six at the game-like scrimmage. T.J. brings length and athleticism that no one else on the roster can bring to the table. Thought number two, speaking of players returning to the lineup, it was also nice seeing Jaden Williams back in the starter lineup to protect Austin Simmons' blindside at the scrimmage Saturday. Like T.J., there's no one else in that room that can bring what Jaden can bring to the table. Thought number three, the thing I love about Pete Golding is his willingness to keep moving pieces from one spot to another to get his best 11 on the field. That is what transpired Saturday when they moved freshman Dante Core to safety after he was working with the ones at corner. I wouldn't trade PG for another DC in the country. Thought number four, my son is now a freshman at Ole Miss, and I can tell you firsthand after bid day, this record-setting freshman class is stoked for this season. They are itching to attend the first game at the Vault. Look for the student section to be rocking and rolling Saturday. And the last thought of the day, the number one area I'm going to focus on Saturday is Ole Miss's ability to run the ball when everyone in the stadium knows a run play is being called. No, you can't gauge what you can do by playing a G5 program, but you sure can tell what you can't do when you play them.
I made the mistake of driving down Jackson Avenue today, Chuck. What about you?
Oh, God.
No.
Any avenue.
Bad mistake.
Any avenue. University Avenue.
It's my son's class, and they're all freshmen there. So we went to the girls and the guys' bid days, and there were 20, I think, over 2,800 freshman girls alone that went through. It looked like a football game there, sorority row, and then fraternity row. I mean, I don't know how many went through Rush, probably somewhere a little smaller, but it's the number of students, the way it's grown. I think we're adding 2,000 more students to the enrollment this year. It's amazing with boys, and certainly Lane Kiffin's had a big contribution, and now with the basketball program doing what they're doing with Beard, they've all played a part, but it's great things are happening at Ole Miss.
Get your text messages in for a little bit later at 426-1093. We'll do injuries. We got other bits of information we'll get to you as well as the show goes on. But Harry Harrison is on next. The Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. 6:45 on Saturday night, number 21 Ole Miss, Georgia State. Season starts, and with that, let's just roll right into our man, Harry Harrison. Hello, good buddy. How are you? Harry, are you there? Don't hear it. Hi, buddy.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, hey, guy.
Harry, how are you, man? Talk
man,
about.
I'm good. It's game week. I'm excited.
I know it. You and Gary were fortunate enough to be able to get to go to the scrimmage Saturday while the rest of the media was relegated off duties. But I know they were going against the scout team, the ones were, so it was hard. There wasn't any tackling on some of it, but give us just some brief viewpoints you had from Saturday's scrimmage.
Well, quickly, we talk about the tight end room. Obviously, Daquan Wright's going to be a big factor. Yancey caught several passes and runs after the pass at 250 pounds is impressive, really is. And then, you know, the outside game, I thought Deuce Alexander kind of had probably had the best night of any. I'm still waiting on Deshaun Stribling to break out, number one. I mean, he looks the part, 6'2", 210, 215, can run. I'm looking for him to have a good season. He hadn't really separated himself in the scrimmages I've seen as much as some of the other. But, those guys, and, you know, of course, you know, we had some injuries and some guys in key positions were not in there. But the offensive line was intact. With both tackles back, Jay Williams was back at right tackle, and that's good to have. And Kudus at right guard, and of course our starting center was back, and then we had Wilkins, C.J. Wilkins at left guard, who's quite the size, and that's Dominique Wilkins' nephew, so you know he's got some athletic ability. As long as we keep those five healthy, we're going to be good. We're going to be really good up front. I like that. It's hard to tell about the run game. We had a lot of big holes that our guy absolutely blew right through. Tawan Lacy's really got an extra gear. And, when you're playing two-hand touch, they blow the whistle pretty quickly. But I thought he had a really good night, and I thought there was a lot of big holes. Once again, you got to just factor in. We were playing the scout team, so that certainly helped to build confidence, of course. But went through the entire, pregame warm-ups, all of that. Coaches were in the booth, signaling down, signaling out to the defenders and offensive group, and of course, Pete Golding's on the headset, and Charlie Weiss is on the headset talking to quarterbacks. But I thought our quarterback threw the ball really well. you know, Simmons obviously is going to be the starter. It's going to be his first game to start. A little bit more pressure than he's been used to, but I think he's up for it.
Talk a little bit about the defensive side of the ball, Harry. I know you paid a lot of attention to them since that's where you're.
Yeah, I have, Chuck, and I'm glad to see T.J. Banks, you know, who was injured, you know, unfortunately up in Memphis in that area. But he's back, and he started Saturday night at one of the safety positions and actually had a pick and ran it back for a touchdown, about a 25, 30-yard pick six. Thought he moved around very well. Thought he was in position each time. I think our cornerbacks, Chuck, we got four of those guys that can play. And we can go through all those guys if you want to. But, I mean, you're talking about Kite, who transferred in from Auburn, number 33, will probably be a starter. You know, Graves, 32, who's been here with us for several years, will also play a significant role. And then on the other side, you got Ricky Fletcher, who transferred in from South Alabama. I think he's number nine. And then the young man who transferred in from Arkansas, which is Jalen Braxton. So all those corners give you at least 6 foot, and of course, in Ricky Fletcher's case, he's 6'3" with a pretty wide wingspan, long arms. I think we're going to be in great shape there. Secondary, we started Nick Cole at one of the safeties, and we started Sage Ryan at one of the safeties. We'd love to see a little more length there, but T.J. Banks give you some more length to bend the back. He was playing the free spot, so he's in the very back end of that. And he's a tackler, you know, came in last year as a freshman. I think he's going to have a really good year. Very athletic and run. I think he's going to add to that. Obviously, Daugherty is a star in the center at the Mike linebacker. And then we alternated a couple guys, Chambers, number 26, and Yates, number 30. Both those guys played a lot at the weak side backer. And then the boys up front, I mean, they totally dominated up front. And I've said this many practices watching Xavier Harris, number 51, at 6'7 and 330. He's going to hurt some people this year, guys. He was pitching offensive lineman into the quarterback the other night, and it was quite entertaining. I'm sure it wasn't entertaining those scout team offensive linemen, but it was pretty entertaining to watch. And I'm thinking he's going to do some more of that once we get into the season. So keep an eye on the big number 51.
Harry, the offensive line has been somewhat banged up. How do they look right now, and are they able to block for the running backs?
Yes. I mean, the five guys I just talked about did a good job Saturday night. And just having Jay Williams back at right tackle and Kunis back at right guard, you know, the only position that's kind of been a little bit up in the air is with the left guard, and Wilkins manned that spot. And then we also have John Wayne Oliver manned that spot. Number 51 was starting there. Delano Townsend, who transferred in from UAB, got hurt a few weeks ago. Don't know, you know, what his update is. Don't know if he'll be back soon or later or whatever. But, you know, I would say the starting five is really, really good. You know, what you got to have with offensive linemen, and we've talked about this in years past, you got five guys that really need to be in lockstep with each other, because defenses don't just come right at you. I mean, they have twists and turns and stunts, and so you got to be able to pass those guys off, and you got to get a feel for that. And so I think that's been, you know, the fact that Jay Williams has missed some snaps in the fall camp, and also Kudus, number 75, has missed some snaps. But those guys were all in there together Saturday night. Looked really good, and I'm glad to see that. Where we're hurting a little bit is backup guards. I think what you'll see is the third tackle will be the freshman Devin Harper. It came in January, had a good spring, and it just really picked up with it this summer and in the fall camp. I'm not going to tell you that he's Laramie Tunsil, but I think he's the best freshman lineman we've signed since Laramie Tunsil. So I'm saying he's going to turn out to be a Laramie Tunsil, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying he's got a really good chance to be a great player.
Harry, I thought another interesting tidbit from the scrimmage Saturday was Sanders was told, got most of the reps there at center. We know that Kutas had gotten some snaps there at center earlier in the fall camp. It looks like maybe Bryson's kind of locked that position down.
I think so. And talking to Coach John John McGarrison, he's been pleased with Sanders, and he thinks he's a big improvement of what we had last year. And Sanders has been around 3 years, so he's been in this system now. You know, it's hard to talk about guys who've been in your system 3 and 4 and 5 years, but we got a few of those, and a couple of them are on that offensive line, and Sanders, and of course Jay Williams. But yeah, it's good to have those guys, you know, to eventually get their shot, and that's where he is. I mean, that's the point. That this, you know, he finally gets his shot. Bryson Sanders does, and he looks the part. He's 6'6" and about 315 or 320, so he's got the size to do it, and he's got the experience. I mean, he's going to make the offensive line calls based on the fronts that they're going to see once they get to the line of scrimmage. So that's important. People don't hear that; they don't really recognize that. But that's really important, the guy up front that's leading that and making the right calls, which is, a lot of times has to do with blocking schemes and which way you're going to step. So that's very important, and I think he's doing a good job with that in the camp.
Well, not only that, Harry, iron sharpens iron, and he's going against Xavier and Harris every day. So he's either got to get better or perish.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chuck.
That's a big load to go against.
Yeah, and he's made a lot of guys miss. Xavier Harris has. He, you know, not only is he, you know, at 6'7", he's quick, but he's so strong at 330 pounds. And he, you know, there was for a couple first couple years he was a little bit overweight and not the right weight. But now he's got that body in shape, and he just when you see him walking around in practice, you really know that he's tuned in. And like we said so many times, this is his money year. If he wants to go beyond college football, then this is his year to really have a lot of great tape, and I expect that to happen.
Hey, and you know how they get motivated on their money year. Thank you so much, Harry.
You know, college football is not a sneeze anymore, Chuck.
That's right. It sure isn't.
It's not $15 laundry money anymore. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you
very much. We appreciate it as always.
This part of the program.
On a Saturday night.
It was brought to you by the Faris Group, our partner in retirement. Here's what you do, 601-607-4141 for your free consultation. Text messages next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Faris and the Faris Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Faris Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Faris Group, farisgroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, our text message line is 662-426-1093, and each and every time we do this program, it's brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw. Let's just say you're looking for a rental property or whatever it might be, ccmoxford.com. Let's start here because, I mean, basically, you know, Harry helped cover everything else. Texter wants to know about special teams. What can you tell us kicking and punting wise?
Yeah, there's a brand new place kicker, Lucas Carnero. He's a transfer from Western Kentucky, and he's on all the preseason list. Lou Groza, all of them. Second, first team All-American preseason, a couple of lists, first team All-SEC. He had a 57-yarder in the scrimmage the other day, and Harry told me it barely got over, but I don't care. It yeah, got over.
It did get over.
You know, it's like Tommy Fleetwood yesterday, barely made a putt from 44 feet, but it went in, and he won $12 million. Oscar Byrd, freshman from Barker College in Sydney, Australia, another one of those Australian punters, 6'4", 210. I asked Lane Kiffin about those two guys in the press conference today, and he said that both of them are performing well right now. He's very pleased with them. But a dark horse here, I think that Mike Baker, the freshman from Loyola Academy, is going to do the kickoffs. And from what I've seen, he can kick it through the end zone pretty regularly. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's big under Lane. You know, some of these dynamic offensive guru type head coaches, they kind of slack a little bit on the special teams.
Yep.
But you really see him focusing now on defense heavily on the recruiting front, especially the high school and special teams with these kickers he's bringing in. I mean, kudos.
And we've had that question about punt returner and whatnot. Harrison Wallace, the transfer from Penn State.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know, the only question with the place kicker is, will Lane use him? Or will he go for it every fourth?
I think he's going to use a little bit more this year, Chucky, with bringing in a new starting quarterback and a defense that is this dominant. I mean, why would you not?
Yeah, well, could have asked that last year too. Why would you not?
I mean, I know, but you had Dart. You had a Dart on the other side who he had extreme of confidence in, a lot of experience that he felt like could convert on those fourth down conversions. I'm sure that went a foot long ways in that decision making.
And we do have some that want to know about Georgia State. They want to know about the opening opponent. What do we have there?
Well, they weren't very good last year.
No.
But they've got a lot of transfers like we do. Some from Power 5, Power 4 teams.
They got a pair of running backs from Ole Miss. Rashad Amos last year at Ole mm-hmm. Miss. And then Branson Robinson from Georgia. That was from Canton, Mississippi. That mm-hmm. was the number one tailback in the country when he came out of high school. They're both there to take over the running game. They bring back their starting quarterback this past year. Three of their five offensive linemen are back. So offensively, they seem to have some tools. Defensively, we'll see.
34 transfers, 33 freshmen.
They were 3-9 last year, and they're also picked low in that conference, that being the Sun Belt this year. So I don't think Ole Miss will really struggle with them.
I don't either, but I think this is a type of game, like I said in my five thoughts, where you can't tell what all you do have when you're playing these job G5 teams, but you can tell what you don't have, right? I mean, I've seen some years, and particularly last year, even against those 75-3 Slippery Rock blowouts, they had trouble running the football when everybody, even when my wife sitting in the stands knew Ole Miss is about to run the ball, and that's not a good sign when you're playing a G5 team. So that's why I said I'm going to keep a close eye on that. When they know that Ole Miss is going to run the ball, can Ole Miss run the ball effectively?
Well, the question is this team going to be a team that's going to play to their own level, mm-hmm. or are they going to play to the level of their competition?
True.
And we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
That depends on the leadership and
even things. with the experience that Ole Miss had last year, they played down, you know, let's call it mm-hmm. like it is. They mm-hmm. played down to the competition a few games. So yeah. Can this team be more mature?
Rebel Injury Reports brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. Let me give you a number, 513-2000 to get an appointment, or the website is MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
It's really pretty good news. These players are back now, and we've had them on our injury list. Right guard Patrick Kudus is okay. Right tackle Jaden Williams is okay. Left tackle Diego Pounds is now back in the fold. Left guard P.J. Wilkins got hurt a couple of scrimmages ago, and he's okay now. Deshaun Striblin is okay. He's been out a little bit. Daquan Wright was in black jersey, meaning no contact most of August. Now he's back full speed. And then T.J. Banks, who was injured in that shooting incident in Collierville, is back full speed now and starting at one of the safety spots. I think the issues right now are Delano Townsend is out for now. He's got some kind of knee problem. We don't know the extent of it. Caleb Odom, tight end, is in concussion protocol, and he may be ready Saturday. We don't know that. Traylon Ray, wide receiver, has been out. And Luke Haas, tight end, transfer from Arkansas, should be back for the second game, we've been told.
Great news.
All right, we'll continue. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline working on a Monday. It's game week.
Ole Miss fans, football is back, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long, Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel route to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs. Looking to buy your dream home? Trust Kelly Turner, your dedicated loan officer at Priority One Bank. With personalized service and expert guidance,
Kelly makes home ownership simple and stress-free. Visit TurnerHomeLoan.com to get started today. That's TurnerHomeLoan.com. Priority One Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1227198.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, my friends, welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Yancey, Chuck, Gordon, Gary, all in studio and talking with you here on a Monday night. This portion is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. And we have our next guest on. Before we bring on that next guest, let's all take a listen.
Peterson's going to be able to make a catch at the 8 and is going to try to return it. Heads to the far side of the 10. He has a block, 15, a 20, 25, 30. Needs one more block. He could go.
He's got
to the
wall.
50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. 10. No flags. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Wow.
You got to believe, man. You got to believe.
Pete Cordella, you got to believe. How you doing, my friend?
You got to believe, Gary Darby. You got to believe, man. I was hoping we were going to do that podcast, though. You got to believe.
Pete, I'm ashamed to say I did not believe in myself and my friends walked out of the stadium into the parking lot, and we heard a little cheer. And I looked at him. I said, Ole Miss just did something. That cheer is a little too light. That had to been Ole Miss. What could have happened? We turned on the radio, and then we scored another one, and we hauled butt back in that stadium. But I'm sorry I missed that.
I'll tell you what, it was one of the great comebacks in Ole Miss football history. But SMU did something crazy, man. They put both gunners into the short side of the field, and I kept thinking, you know, if Corey catches this thing, he's got two-thirds of the field to run to. And DK made a heck of a call on it. And, and then to come back and win that one in the Cotton Bowl, that was one of the all-time great games that we had the pleasure of doing and had so many of them with David Kellum, Gary Darby, the whole crew, man. It was a lot of fun. But you got to believe, brother.
Hey, Pete, what are you up to now, man? Get us caught up.
Well, my wife and I moved from Memphis to Nashville 4 years ago to be closer to my youngest daughter, who went to Ole Miss, and her husband and their two grandkids. First 2 years here, I helped coach at Lipscomb Academy with Trent Dilfer. And last year did Friday Night High School Game of the Week on WNSR Radio. And I've still been doing the Arkansas State home football games on ESPN+. With Roger Twible. This will be our seventh year. In fact, getting ready to go to Jonesboro this weekend. But then this past year, I had shoulder surgery, so I wrote a book called Making the Grade. And finally got published about a month ago. And so, man, just trying to stay involved in football and family.
There you go.
Pete, I know you've been a little bit from afar there in Nashville, and you were in Memphis for a while, and you've been away from the program for a few years. But you know, from the 30,000-foot viewpoint up above, what do you see from Lane Kiffin and how he's built this program and more importantly, this year's team?
You know, I've known Lane since he was born, I guess. I coached with his dad, Monty, at Arkansas in 1977. Monty was our defensive coordinator, and I've always admired his work ethic and his ability to always get better at football. And on that staff with us was Pete Carroll, and obviously Lane was with Pete, and Pete and Monty were such good friends. But just watching Lane grow over the years, and obviously his time at Alabama and then as a head coach, but to see this team that he's put together in Oxford, especially bringing Pete Golding over from Alabama. And when I know everybody wants to talk about Jackson Dart and the great things he did with him and Simmons taking over now, but to see how he has built this roster with in-state homegrown Mississippi players, this is really exciting. I mean, when you take Harris from Canton and Eccles from Houston and Brown from Moss Point, Perkins is from Raleigh. I mean, just the number of in-state guys that he is building this team with. And to have the success, and then to put as many guys in the NFL, I think Lane Kiffin is just—he's more—he's one of the more underrated coaches in the country.
Pete, what do you see the SEC this year in general? Who do you see as the favorites, and where do you see Ole Miss in the mix with those favorites?
Well, I think Alabama, Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb have been together a long time. And last year when Kalen took over, obviously it wasn't just taking over any program. To succeed Nick Saban had to be really tough. But when Ryan Grubb decided to stay with the Seattle Seahawks, I think that threw a little kink in the plans. And because Ryan Grubb had been with Kalen for so many different stops, and they've had so much success, that forced Kalen to have a new offensive coordinator. Obviously, he goes with Kane Womack on defense, and there's another guy. Kane Womack's dad, Dave, was a GA for us at Arkansas, and he comes from a great football background. But I think Alabama's got the pieces to put it all together, get back on track. Obviously, Texas with all the hype, Georgia. But I see this Ole Miss team, just in the way that Lane has brought in some transfer portal guys and with the mix that he has, I mean, this is a big physical team. You know, last year, second in the country in rush defense, second in the country in scoring defense. Lane's always going to have the ability to score points. And I think with the Logan Diggs coming from Notre Dame is going to help this run game, but Kawan Lacy from transfer in from Mizzou is going to be very special. And guys, before the year's over, I'm telling you, the Mills Knight kid, the true freshman from Baylor High School in Chattanooga, I've seen that young guy play for 3 years now. He's going to be special. 6'2", 225. He's a Canadian kid that came down to Baylor. There's depth. And there's going to be the ability to score points. I think the defense is going to play well. And I think Ole Miss is going to be right there at the end of the year challenging for the SEC championship.
Pete, you look at the league, and there are a lot of new quarterbacks in there. And, you know, some of the big teams have them as well. You know, Alabama's starting a new guy. Ole Miss starting a new guy. What do you think the effect that's going to take on some of the teams in the league?
I think, number one, it goes back to the old, you know, the basic philosophy. You've got to establish a run game. And, man, when you look at the offensive line that Ole Miss has, the size of these guys, I mean, Pounds at 335 and Townsend at 330. Sanders, he's another kid from the Baylor School in Chattanooga at center. He's 310. Davis is 310. Jaden Williams at 320. I mean, that's huge size up front. And I think they're going to get movement and be able to run the football, which now opens up the RPO game, the play action game. And Austin Simmons coming out of Pahokee High School in Florida, he's been tested on all levels. He had a great experience learning behind Jackson Dart. And I just think that these quarterbacks have got to have a coaching staff that's going to develop a run game for them and then give them the opportunity to throw the play action pass. And Lane's done that for years. So I'm excited to watch the development of Austin Simmons now that he can play as the starter rather than coming off the bench.
What do you think, Pete, about guys like Sellers and Ganaway? Is that his name? Ganaway at Florida and
Lagway. And
yeah,
DJ
and
Sellers at
South Carolina,
and of course Arch Manning at Texas, and
guys that can run.
Yeah, Nussmeier at LSU. There are good quarterbacks in this league.
Well, I think Lenore Sellers, He's going to have a new offensive coordinator in Mike Shula. And Lenore Sellers is a great runner and getting the ball on the perimeter with the run-pass option. He's got to be more accurate on the run. But I think over time they will develop him to do that. The thing I question about South Carolina is Mike Shula going to try to go back to an NFL-style drop-back offense, which I think takes away the effectiveness of Sellers. DJ Lagway, obviously big-time talent, but you worry about his health. Guys, he didn't take his first reps in practice, fall practice, till last Monday. Now, I know they play Long Island University and all that, but my gosh, as a quarterback, you got to develop timing and rhythm with your receivers. Lagway's got to stay healthy. Arch Manning is going to provide the Texas offense which Quinn Ewers couldn't do, and that's the quarterback run game. You know, when you saw him play last year, Sark called a bunch of quarterback power and run plays for Arch, and thank goodness he takes after his dad, Cooper, with that speed, and he doesn't take after Eli and Peyton with those cement shoes those two played in. Holy cow! But I just think that the quarterback, and then Nussmeier, you know, I've known Nuss's dad, Doug, who played in the NFL, a longtime coordinator in the NFL as well, coach's son. I think that LSU got the steal of the portal in Barry and Brown, wide receiver, played in Nashville, went to Kentucky, and now he's at LSU. Nussmeier's going to have some weapons there to throw the football. He's not as big of a threat as a runner as these other guys, but I think you're going to see more plays being made by quarterbacks on the unscripted play. They're going to make them with their feet and getting the ball upfield when pressure breaks down because, man, these defenses are really good in this league.
Pete, last question to you. We really, really appreciate having you on there, and I know the whole Ole Miss family is very excited to hear from you. For Ole Miss to reach its potential this year and make that push for the playoffs, what do they have to do? Pete, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
I was asking you, if Ole Miss were to make a push to the playoffs, what do they have to do? What are you going to watch these first couple games to see if Ole Miss has it to make the playoffs?
Well, they play Georgia State to open, which will give Lane a chance to get his offense and defense straight. Then they have to go on the road to Kentucky, who came to Oxford and beat them last year. I think Ole Miss is just going to go up there with the revenge factor without a clue, without a question. But the biggest clue there is you have to be able to win on the road away from home. And then they come home with Arkansas, who knows what's going to go on up there with the defense and having to rebuild and the heat Sam Pittman's under. I think a game that they have to be careful of is when Tulane comes to Oxford. John Summerall's done a really good job with that Tulane program, and they have the quarterback from BYU, Retzlaff, transferring in, so that'll be a test. And then LSU, which is going to be one heck of a game between Nussmeier and Austin Simmons. But you have to win your home games. You have to win your home games, the whole serve. Then Washington State comes in. Don't know much about them. Obviously, going to Athens, that's going to be huge. And beating Georgia last year is going to help the confidence of this football team. Going to OU, they got to win that one on the road. And then South Carolina comes to Oxford. Citadel comes to Oxford. It may come down to the Florida game in Oxford towards the end of the year. They've got to be able to hold serve at home, but Georgia and OU on the road are going to be huge for them to get that done.
Thank you, Pete. We really can't say thank you enough. I know the Ole Miss family has been wondering what you're up to and certainly happy to hear your voice, and we look forward to having you on again sometime in the future.
Man, I look forward to it. I love my time at Oxford and at Ole Miss, a very special place. Thank you, guys, and hopefully we can do this again.
No doubt. You have
Thanks,
a blessed
Pete.
Day,
Take
my
care,
man.
Buddy.
Thank you, man. Yes, sir. Take care.
We have about a minute and a half before the break, and so I'm going to squeeze in the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, Van Atkins South Leader, and State Jewelry and Diamond Solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Since we did the show, the SEC announced a 9-game schedule coming up.
Yeah.
They'll get three annual opponents, focusing on some traditional rivalry still, and then the remaining 6 games rotating with the conference schools. And you faced every SEC program at least once every 2 years, and every opponent home and away every 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to guess LSU, State, and Arkansas.
You think Arkansas?
It would be shocking if it were not those three.
That's what I think.
Yep.
We can live with that, can't we?
Yeah, why not?
That's a good setup for Ole Miss.
It is.
None of them are easy.
I was thinking maybe Vanderbilt. That used to be our permanent team.
That's about as much fun as getting a root canal.
I know, but it's a win.
I'd like to play Tennessee. I really would. I think that'd be a great rivalry to get back going again.
We'll come up and finish the program after this. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch or online romeromiller.com or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we want to thank those of you that did text message at the end. It was good to hear Pete Cordelli's voice. You're right.
It really was. Yeah. It really was. I love hearing the blast from the past.
All right, so let's get into the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment brought to you by the Grove Collective. I do this for a living, folks. I talk. It is NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes. Let's go.
Yeah, number 10 overall ranked quarterback Keegan Croucher out of the 27 class just made his announcement for the last three schools in the service are Ole Miss, Penn State, and Oregon. 6'4", 205-pounder out of New York, Chucky. Interesting. 14 players off the 2024 squad, Ole Miss squad, are still on NFL rosters. That class will go down as one of the all-time greats. Some visitors coming in this weekend for the Georgia State game. All of this was collected by On3 Sports and Billy Embiid and Ben Garrett over there with Chucky. Four-star Murfreesboro Oakland DB commit Craig Tuitt. Three-star Tupelo DB commit Braylon Williams. Four-star tight end J.C. Anderson out of Illinois. Three-star Miami Southwich offensive lineman Ryan Merritt. Three-star Tupelo DB Iverson McCoy will all be in. And a few underclassmen that are coming in, some guys that Ole Miss has offered, including Jackson Callaway, four-star offensive lineman, LaMarcus Jones. Chucky, remember, it seems like Callaway used to have two or three great offensive linemen coming out every year. Good to see them have another one. Tupelo offensive lineman Anthony Berry, actually Ole Miss' first school to offer him. Brookhaven offensive lineman Kadero McDaniel, Ole Miss is the first to offer him as well. Cleveland wide receiver Javaris Griffin, the number one wide receiver in the 27 class. Jackson Kidd Academy offensive lineman P.J. Evans will also be in town, and Ole Miss offered him. He's the number 256 overall prospect. So good to see that's four offensive linemen in Mississippi with the offers from Ole Miss. That hadn't happened in years, Chucky. Mm-hmm. So that's good to see for not this class, but the class coming up.
And let's go to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered. It's home and business, a GAF Master Elite contractor. They have warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or the website riverlandroofing.com.
Well, obviously, this week is mostly good. The 2025 model of Ole Miss Rebel football debuts Saturday night at 6:45 in the vault against Georgia State. Rebel football's here, and the excitement to see a new team unveiled has been high. After three successful seasons of Jackson Dart at quarterback, we now get to see Austin Simmons carry on the tradition. The talented left-hander gets his first start amidst a great deal of positive anticipation. The Rebel skill players have been revamped to include new running backs and mostly new receivers. We will also get to see wide receiver Caden Lee and tight end Daquan Wright perform as focal points of the offense. The defense will be led by Xavion Harris, Suntarian Perkins, and linebacker T.J. Dottery, who will be surrounded by a lot of new faces eager to prove they can match last year's defensive success. There will also be the first look of a new punter, new place kicker, and new return men. The bad, well, just a couple of injuries that I think the only one I'm really worried about is Delano Townsend. He may be out for an extended period of time. And then also our deepest condolences to former Rebel player Bubba Dickey, who lost a son over the weekend in a car wreck. Marcus Dickey, 22-year-old football player at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Bubba was a great guy, great father, and I know that family's stricken.
Hear, hear. Chucky, little prediction time. What defensive player do you think is going to make the biggest jump from last year to this year?
Cam Franklin.
I knew that was going to be your pick, and I knew it was going to come quickly. Now let's go to offense. Who makes the biggest jump?
Bryson Sanders has got to. If he doesn't, the offense is not going to be what we want it to be.
Well, with Bryson taking, Gary, what you saw most of the reps Saturday, that tells you all you need to know there. If, Gary, what does Ole Miss, like I asked Pete, what do they have to do to reach their potential? What are you looking forward in these first couple games?
In the first couple of games?
Yeah.
I mean, we just got to see, to me, I mean, I liked what I saw defensively, right? And I know we were looking at scout teams or whatever. It's just getting Simmons accustomed to being. I know we had the one good drive against Georgia.
Sure.
Right? But let him get accustomed to being a college quarterback. I mean, he's got to get the game, real game situations going. Make him comfortable. That offensive line, stay healthy. Sanders at the center. And I think there'll be some good things.
Last thoughts, G-Man?
I agree with Gary. But one of the things is that, you know, the first several games, I mean, you got Georgia State win. I think you go to Kentucky and win. Arkansas, I believe they win here. Tulane, everybody's scared about, but I still think they beat them. But to me, the key game is LSU. And if Ole Miss can beat them, they're back in the saddle again. I mean, they got an outside shot of going 10-2, 11-1, something like that.
I think to add to Gary and Gordon, it's going to be critical for Austin Simmons for us to establish a run game.
A run game. Yeah. That's
take some pressure
off
of it.
That's my whole key. Yeah. That's it.
It's a big key.
It is a big key. It sounds simple, but it's big.
I have total faith in the defense.
I do too.
I think the defense is going to be
lights out.
Maybe as good as last year.
I do too. This D line is going to be nasty.
It could be.
It is going to be.
All right. Say it. We're done for the week.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.